agreement to get oil flowing again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a global perspective on business and economics. And we'll start in oil-rich South Sudan, which gained independence just a couple of years ago after a long and bloody civil war. The country, which gets almost all of its revenue from oil, has just agreed to resume pumping oil to Sudan after a shutdown that's gone on for more than a year. The BBC's James Kopnall joins us from Nairobi, Kenya, with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so why is the oil flow going to resume, and how significant is this?
Well, I think it's probably worth putting it all in the conditional tense, because what happened was last September, Sudan and South Sudan came up with a number of agreements on security issues, on trade, and on oil. So what has just been agreed upon is a timetable to implement last September's agreement. So, for example, in the next couple of weeks, South Sudan should instruct the oil companies to start oil production again. Now, the actual process could take some weeks. And obviously that would make a huge difference to South Sudan's economy, which has absolutely collapsed with this lack of oil income, and also Sudan's too.
Now, you cover other parts of Africa as well. You're in Nairobi right now. And I wonder, do you think in your reporting that it is a more of a blessing or a curse to be a country that's got a lot of oil?
Gosh, well, it's certainly a blessing to the small elite that tends to control oil-rich economies. But yes, you're right. There are a lot of cases throughout the continent, throughout the world, of the oil curse striking, that simply the countries don't get much richer, that individuals do not get richer, that the money isn't spread around. And you can certainly see that in Nigeria with some of the security problems in areas like the Niger Delta, which is where the oil is produced, which is simply incredibly poor. And that threatens to be the case in South Sudan, too.
The BBC's James Kopnall in Nairobi, Kenya, for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.